The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Welcome back, everyone. We are now going to begin our last portion of our practice today. I will begin by giving a brief encouragement talk, just like Reverend Paul did last night. And after the talk, you will remain in your upright meditation posture until one of our officers will start the Dokusan online. So, this weekend, during our sesshin, we discussed this beautiful koan, the National Teacher's Seamless Monument, also translated as the Seamless Tomb. And there's so many wonderful entry points into this koan. There's that beautiful image of a dragon crashing into turbulent waters, or the image of a communal ferry boat ferrying all these people across to the other shore, or the beautiful, luminous tree that casts no shadow. And then there's that wonderful image of the national teacher remaining silent at the emperor's question. All of these are wonderful entry points into this koan. But really, the most important entry point to a koan is the one that's facing you and rising up for you in this moment. So, maybe there's some confusion around this koan. Maybe you're just not understanding or grasping what's happening with this. Right there, that's your entry point. Or maybe there's clarity. Maybe some insight has arisen. Maybe there's some great, profound understanding for you. That is your entry point. You see, the purpose of koan practice is not really to answer koans. The purpose of koan practice is really to cut through our mental and habitual concepts. It can get very easy to get pulled into a koan practice of any sort because there's so many of them. And we feel like we answer a koan and we're given another koan and we can progress and progress and eventually earn our Zen merit badges, which there are none, by the way. But that really misses the great, great value and the great gift that these Zen stories can give us. Because no concept, no idea will give you the answer to a koan. Just as no concept or idea will give you the answer to life. And really, they're the same thing. Koans help us see that reality cannot be captured in a thought or a phrase or an idea. Reality is right here, available for all of us. If we could only see that, we would save ourselves a lot of trouble, a lot of suffering, our intellect, as powerful as it is, creates models of reality. And they're very useful. And they help us, in many instances, work with our lives, with relationships, with the occurrences that have come up in our life. But the models lose their usefulness when dealing directly with our life. This beautiful image of a seamless monument, what is that? What comes up for you with that? We had some beautiful discussions yesterday around seamless. There was the idea of a thread. There was a talk of, I think Reverend Paul brought up a quilt. Beautiful evocative images. For me, it seems that the national teacher was saying something about how life and death are seamlessly intertwined into reality. Consider nature, which we are an intrinsic part of. All the flowers that are blooming now, the beautiful plants, millions of insects, birds, fish, our planet, the sun, stars, galaxies, all of that in a continual, unending dance of birth and death. And we are part of that. But the human mind, this wonderful, powerful intellectual tool, this intellect, through some form of hubris, often feels like it can extricate itself from that, that there's something wrong, that the death side is a mistake or can be fixed or can be delayed or pushed away. And that hubris, that view, has caused such suffering and pain for our world, our environment, for us, our bodies, our relationships. This seamless intertwining, which is very much how this koan is pointing to, allows us to see how we can respond and gives us a push or a little guide. And that's the power of koan work. So koans are generally worked with a teacher in an individual basis. But for tonight, I would just encourage you to trust whatever is arising for you around this koan or any of the teachings that you've heard this weekend. Trust that. Trust what's arising. And trust your heart mind. Trust that it knows the answer. Often, long before you do. Thank you.